This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click the Thunderstorm banner, and use code word Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And so there are the three things. I hope my legacy is that I was able to restore some decency and honor to the office.
Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh?
I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
You're a stupid son of a bitch.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
And more concerning for Joe Biden and for Democrats generally, the percentage of voters saying that they will vote for Republicans in the midterm elections is at the highest level that we have seen since 2010.
The polls are showing it. The mood is showing it. We will save America. The cavalry is coming.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I certainly hope Larry Kudlow is right that the cavalry is coming, and I hope it's not the 7th Cavalry, and I hope we're not heading into the Little Bighorn. 844, or there. I hope it's not the charge of the Light Brigade either. Half a league forward into the Valley of Death Road, the 600. 844-500-4242. 774. I'm a public school teacher. At least 90% of the students wore masks today when they did not have to. They succeeded in their brainwashing. Frustrating, sad, and frightening. I would like to know what town that was, though, you know? I mean, some places, I think, are more into the cult than normal American communities, shall we say. 844-500-4242. Amazon dropped the mask requirement for unvaccinated employees. No mask vax mandate or mask required. Google dropped their vax mandate late last week. This will snowball. I hope so. I hope it will. I mean, I was talking to a guy last week, and he's going to get fired. He's going to get fired from his law enforcement job because he won't get the vax. And he's also going to get thrown out of the reserve. He's in a branch of the military service. He didn't want me to say it. And not only is he going to get fired, but I guess he's gotten GI Bill benefits for his wife. I didn't know that you could transfer him to your spouse, but he did. And now they're telling him not only are they going to fire him for not getting a vaccination, but they want him to pay back $30,000 in GI Bill benefits. I mean, this is just punitive. This to me fits the Eighth Amendment definition of cruel and unusual punishment. Why are they doing this to somebody? They know it doesn't. They know it doesn't work, right? So if you want to get it, fine, get it. But if you don't get it, you're gonna not only get fired from your main job, your job as a reservist, and you're going to get fined, basically. You're going to have to pay back $30,000 that the government willingly gave you. Ugh. 844-500-4242-603 says, I hope the cavalry is coming, too. We need to get F Troop out of town. Yeah, that's what we've got F Troop there already. We'll take a couple of calls here in this first segment. We got some Joe Biden cuts. We've already played a couple of them, but it's more just pitiful nonsense. We are a pitiful, helpless giant right now, the United States, as Richard Nixon predicted or prophesized, I guess you'd say. He didn't predict it. He said there was a way around it, but he didn't understand what was coming up behind him. A pitiful, helpless pygmy of a political leader that would turn the United States into a pitiful, helpless giant. Adam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adam.
Thanks so much, Howie. Just basically saying much what you were saying. I can't believe we have 36% of this nation really thinks that Biden's doing a great job. I mean, the man is it's a sad case. He really should be put to pasture a long time ago. I can't imagine tomorrow when he does a State of the Union address how he's going to get through it. I really don't think it's, and unfortunately, the media, let's say the quote-unquote media, they're like a political hit machine. They don't give a they don't care about America. They care about themselves, which is not the way we should be looking after America, making America strong. And I like President before Biden, you know who it is, Trump, and I think he did a great job. I didn't agree with all of his tactics, but he got America. It was getting back on its feet. Now it's like a wounded animal.
I know. Let me play cut 22. This is 32. This is President Trump at the CPAC convention in Orlando on Saturday night, and this is just what you were basically saying, Adam. Cut 32.
Nobody could ever believe how bad and weak and grossly incompetent it has been. And when you have a weak president who is not respected by other nations, you have a very chaotic world. And the world hasn't been this chaotic since World War II. I think we can say that. We can say that very strongly.
Nature abhors a vacuum. And, you know, Osama bin Laden said the same thing. He said, if people see someone on a strong horse, that's who they will follow. If they see someone on a weak horse, they're not going to follow. And if the guy is, if the guy can't even get on the horse, that's even worse, I guess. Although Osama bin Laden never could have imagined the situation we're in now. Who could have? Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I like to just bring up the media, like the previous caller said. I mean, they're pulling a hit job right now with trying to make Trump sound like he's out there supporting Putin. I mean, I just want to remind everybody, it's Bernie Sanders that honeymooned in Russia. It's Hillary Clinton that made deals with Russia. It's Hunter Biden that made deals with Russia. Conservatives, we don't like Russia. We don't like Putin. We like freedom. We like the Bill of Rights. We like democracy. And it's just disgusting how they're trying to like attach Donald Trump to disgusting killer Putin. I mean, what planet do they think we live on?
They think we live on the low info voter planet, Alan. You know that. I mean, look at the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA. That's the group that Bernie Sanders, as you said, who honeymooned in the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union, and AOC belonged to. They blamed the invasion of Ukraine by Russia on U.S. imperialism. U.S. imperialism. I mean, they you're right. They hate the country. Where is Bernie Sanders denouncing this this invasion? I think he's been missing in action, hasn't he? Has he gone on our Vermont affiliate WVMT to talk about how Putin shouldn't have done this? I don't think so. But they can't let go of Trump. And again, we had another cut. We played one cut in the first hour. We'll play another cut right now. Here's Steffi Stephanopoulos. Did Steffi ever was he ever asked to denounce what anything that Bill Clinton, his old boss, did? Anything that Hillary, his old boss's wife, did, selling uranium to the Russians, for instance? Destabilizing Libya, turning it into a failed state. Was he ever asked to denounce any of that? No, he wouldn't have denounced it. But yet he wants Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas yesterday. This is the second time he goes after Cotton and says, "Aren't you going to denounce what Trump said?" He said Putin was smart, only in the context of compared to Biden. That's how he said it. Cut two.
You're a senior member of the Republican Party. Donald Trump is the leader of the Republican Party. He said last night again, suggested that he would be running for president. When Fox News asked him if he had a message for Vladimir Putin, he said he has no message. Why can't you condemn that? I feel quite confident that if Barack Obama or Joe Biden said something like that, you'd be first in line to criticize him.
Again, George, if you want to talk to the former president about his views or his message, you can have him on your show. My message to Vladimir Putin is quite clear. He needs to leave Ukraine unless he wants to face moms and teenagers with Molotov cocktails and grandmothers and grandfathers with AK-47s for years to come. I'm speaking on behalf of all Arkansans who want me to send that message to him.
He said he has no message for Vladimir Putin. Well, you remember they wanted to prosecute General Michael Flynn under the Logan Act for having a message when he was a private citizen for the Russian ambassador, even though he was soon going to be the national security advisor in like 3 weeks. They wanted, no private citizen is allowed to negotiate with a foreign government. Remember that? It was okay for John Kerry to do it in 1970 or 71 at the Paris peace talks when he was still technically a naval officer in the U.S. military. It was okay for John Kerry to do it 40, 50 years later when he was an ex-secretary of state telling the Iranians to hold on and that they'd get their nuclear weaponry as soon as Orange Man Bad was ejected from the White House. But Donald Trump is a bad guy because he observes what they said were the very important legal requirements of the Logan Act not to negotiate with foreign powers. But again, if it weren't for double standards, they would have no standards at all. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft and help me sleep so well. MyPillow sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else again. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. This is the best offer they have ever had for their Giza Dream Sheets. The offer is 60% off, as low as $39.99. This is for a limited time only, so please take advantage of it. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listeners square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of The Howie Carr Show is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Enjoy their Pomodoro clam chowder with applewood bacon. Locations are in Wrentham, Malden, Marlboro, Maynard, and Westford.
That you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
The Massachusetts minimum wage is $14, but the state house minimum wage for lawmakers is more than $70,000, and very few are making minimum wage. The perks and privileges of being a part-time lawmaker include extra pay for travel, free parking, health care, and behind that comes a pension. Visit massfiscal.org to learn how to run for office. That address again is massfiscal.org, massfiscal.org. Taylor, you're next. Taylor, you're next with our poll question of the day.
Will more than 20 Democrats still be wearing masks at Brandon's State of the Union address?
Yes.
82% say yes.
By the way, during the break, one of the guys down here in Florida came up to me. He was watching the show, and he said his suggestion was all the Republicans wear the masks instead to identify themselves. I fine-tuned his suggestion and said maybe they should wear a mask that say "Let's Go Brandon" on them. How about that? Let's Go Brandon masks. By the way, we've got a new, we're going to do our usual now Monday night segments during the final hour of the show on your way of thanking Brandon. And Taylor has put together a really good intro for that. We'll play it for you. You'll enjoy it. 844-500-4242. Yeah, I think they'll, yeah, this got to be more than 20. People just got to do it in solidarity, you know? I did this for the flight attendants in my district. They've had to deal with these terrible MAGA hat-wearing deplorables saying that they don't have to wear a mask. Or I did it for the public teachers unions in my district who've funneled so much cash for me, and all they ask is that I continue to keep their two-year vacation going a little bit longer, or get it started again, going again. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, the whole world, I guess, has jumped on this bandwagon of sanctioning Russia for this terrible invasion that they're pulling. You know, I think China's probably watching all of this and wondering. I wonder if America will be able to put sanctions or stop selling our goods on the shelves.
Well, I think they know the answer to that question, Dr. Luke, don't you? That the answer is no. Would you agree?
I'm just wondering what's going to happen when they want to invade Taiwan.
Well, you know, if we're not going to stop buying oil from Russia, I mean, how serious are we? Obviously, we're not at all serious, are we?
Not at all. Shameful.
And you know, I've been thinking about this. This is, you know, I'm not comparing it totally to World War II, but it's kind of like the China now, that we have a new axis of evil. It's China and Russia. And if you want to compare it to the Axis powers of World War II, I would say that Putin has become Mussolini. He's become Italy. To China's Germany, Nazi Germany. And this invasion of Ukraine is kind of like Mussolini taking over Ethiopia, isn't it? I mean, it's just kind of like a dress rehearsal. And just like Mussolini had a lot of problems taking out the Ethiopians despite all of his bravado and his braggadocio, I guess is a better word, before the war began. Putin's having the same problem with Ukraine that Mussolini had with Haile Selassie. Thanks for the call, Dr. Luke. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I was just wondering how come Putin doesn't publicly announce something about Biden and his family in regards to his being compromised over in the Ukraine. Why doesn't that become public by...
You know, the thing about blackmail, Jim, is, isn't it better? Blackmail is no good once you release it. Once it's out there, then there's no such thing as blackmail, right? Because everybody knows the secret that the victim was trying to keep. So it's only good if you don't use it.
No, I suppose so, but
and he's not. But again, I mean, and it's if you want to say that there's blackmailable material against the Biden crime family, and there certainly appears to be with the $3.5 million that Hunter Biden got from the widow of the mayor of Moscow, who was very close to Putin. Then I mean, we're paying, the United States is paying the Russians $60 million a day for those 600,000 barrels of oil that we're importing now that Joe Biden has shut down American oil and gas energy independence. So, you know, we're still at their mercy, and Europe's still at their mercy. Thanks for the call, Jim. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Let me first say, you know, my heart goes out to the people of Ukraine and,
yeah,
you know,
I agree.
What Putin's doing is wrong. Yeah. You know, is wrong. But to my point is, you know, these governors and mayors, they're so drunk on power, they can't help themselves. Look at them. They did the COVID mask and everything, and now all of a sudden they're announcing that they're going to stop the sale of Russian vodka. I mean, how is that a free market?
Yeah. I know they. I prefer to say that they didn't have any problems with oppressing their own people, but they're so concerned about the Russians oppressing the Ukrainians, and again, why are Ukraine's borders sacrosanct, but our own borders aren't sacrosanct? We have a terrible invasion going on in this country. There was an illegal alien, I'm told, was killed in Massachusetts over the weekend. He was driving at a high rate of speed on some of the icy roads. He had just come over into the country 3 months ago. Now he's dead. I mean, he didn't kill any Americans, but, he shouldn't have been here driving in the snow.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. One of the texters says, have you heard anything about Putin being sick? Yeah, first they said he was mentally ill, then he went crazy because he was locked down during the panic. And now they've upped it a little bit. Now he has cancer, supposedly. But, this is what they call the fog of war. They always say the first casualty is truth in a battle. And look at all the stuff that's turned out to be untrue over the first weekend. They said that the ghost of Kiev was shooting down all these, Ukrainian pilot was shooting down all these Russian jets. But that was from a video game. And Adam Kinzinger, by the way, was fooled on that. He tweeted something out about that. He'll fall for anything, Adam Kinzinger. That's why he's not going back to Congress next year. And then there was the 13 Ukrainian guards who were killed on Snake Island because they told the Russian warship to go bleep themselves. They're prisoners of war. They're not dead. So you can't really believe much of what you hear in these and see and read in these first few days, but. We'll check it out, and we'll report some of the rumors to you. But you got to just again take it with a grain of salt. All right, it's that time of the week. Every week at this time, we like to check in on our fan mail, our fan notes, our MASH notes, our love letters in the sand and elsewhere, our voicemails, because we get a lot of love. Me and Grace and Taylor and Jared and everybody at the Howie Carr Radio Network. Right. So now it's time for our special segment, Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Grace, can I still get me a white Russian at a bar or a black Russian?
Yes, I think you can.
I can? Really?
What is a white Russian? It's a lot of milk, isn't it?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I would
That wouldn't be your cup of tea.
No, it wouldn't. No.
Yeah, that if I saw someone order that, I've seen it a few times in my life, and it always kind of makes me go, wow, bold move. I mean, to start the night off with that, it's kind of heavy. All right, Howie, let's get to your Weekend at Biden's column. This was a Ukraine edition.
Yes.
Some people didn't like it. One person wrote, what trite, demeaning trash. Embarrassing.
For the guy who contributed 80% of the column, which was Joe Biden, or me, who just wrote intros into all
the man who transcribed
quotes.
It.
Right. All dialogue guaranteed verbatim, as I always say.
All right. Now, this goes along with the left narrative. Another person comments, I cannot believe the Republicans suddenly all love Russia. I don't understand a bunch of so-called Americans insulting the elected president and supporting a man who is not worthy to shine Vice President Harris's shoes. Are you all in it for racism, or do you believe Howie Carr and Trump are your friends?
Everybody, you can trust me and POTUS. We're not like the others. But what does this have to do with racism? What does racism have to do with this?
Racism has to do with everything, Howie. You name something, racism is at its roots.
And who has said anything good about Putin? I mean, I haven't even said he was smart. Trump said he was smart, but I haven't said anything positive about him.
But have you condemned it, sir? All right, let's take a quick break because we have a lot of comments on this column. And let's go to cut three, please, Taylor.
Come on, Howie. Just for one show, can you stop whining and
and moaning about the Dems and talk about all the great things the Republicans are accomplishing for our country. It'll only take a second or two.
They're outnumbered. They do not have the majority in either House of Congress. They do not control the White House. What do you expect them to do? All they could do is stand athwart history is, or something to that effect that William F. Buckley said and yell stop. That's all they can do at this point is yell stop.
Yeah, I will say, though, that that in itself can be a plan. Like I saw Dana Perino point that out once when Joe Biden was pushing his Build Back Better and people were saying, well, what are the Republicans' plans? Your plan can be to kill somebody else's plan.
Right.
That is a good platform for a lot of people. Like a lot of people want that to happen.
You know, here's a Republican plan that was mentioned last week that I hope Ted Cruz follows through on it. He said he wants to bring it to a roll call vote in the Senate on whether or not mask requirements should be repealed by the Federal Aviation Commission in planes. I want to see that. That's a plan for me. That would be a good vote, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And as long as these Republicans, when they do get power back, remember this past year of this nonsense, then hopefully then they become very active and have plans. But I agree with you, Howie. As of right now, there's not a lot they can do. The MAGA character, this is back to your column, Weekend of Biden's. The MAGA character assassin is at it again. Howie, your garbage is getting grotesque. Look in the mirror. You and all the MAGA goobers know in your hearts the following truths. Anyone who's listening to the show right now, listen up, because you know these truths in your heart that I'm about to tell you. One, Putin is evil. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Who said Putin was a good guy?
Two, Trump should not have cozied up to him.
How did Trump cozy up to him? He stopped Nordstrom 2. He killed hundreds of Russian mercenaries. He armed Ukraine. Whose anti-tank missiles are the Ukrainians using against the Russian tanks?
Three.
Right now?
Biden, well, not the best leader, is the president. And
well,
standing
not the
up-
best leader. This guy is willing to concede that?
He got that in real quick. Is the president and is standing up to tyranny. America has to unite against Russia. So take a break from the propaganda and be a patriot, please.
Who's pushing the propaganda here?
The person telling us to be patriots, to go along
right.
with what he thinks. Yeah, might be him. Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill with over 35 locations in the Northeast. You are free. You are sure to find a location near you. They have a huge gluten-free menu, too. So if you're watching your waistline, they have you covered. Whatever you need, if you're watching your waistline or if you just want a really delicious meal, you can find a location. Go to 110grill.com. You'll love all of their stuff and all of their menus. Okay, Howie, you're in Palm Beach, and a lot of times when you're in Palm Beach, we ask you for weather updates, and oftentimes the weather is good.
Most of the time the weather's good.
Some people don't like that. Cut two, please.
I'm Howie Cox, and the weather's gorgeous in Palm Beach.
It is. I never say ha ha ha.
No.
That would be pushing it a bit too far.
Here's another comment under your column. Howie, you're a scumbag. Your shtick is so old. Please ease up on the MAGA propaganda. Yeah? There's a war breaking out and the enemy is Putin, your dear leader's BFF. I know it's going to be awkward. Maybe just stick to the Ted Kennedy hit pieces for a while. Is there a brown-skinned female you can attack instead? You're pathetic. That sounds a little racist from that commenter.
Does this guy... mistaken me for Eric Schneiderman, the former attorney general of New York State, who was beating up his girlfriend, some of whom had allegedly beating up his girlfriend, some of whom had brown skin. I've never been confused with Eric Schneiderman, Grace.
I'm glad.
What is that all about? What are they getting at?
I didn't know where that one came from. I couldn't track. I couldn't get to the root causes of that.
I hope you're going to get to this one, the one that I really liked in the under the column.
Is it about the wretched column?
No. It's about the payroll.
You might have to save that for after because we are running short on time. But I want to read another comment.
I should say it now because, Grace, I want you to look for it. He said, "You, Howie, you are on Putin's payroll."
You were on Putin's payroll.
And I said, and I, Grace, the reason I bring it up is I haven't got my check. I haven't gotten any direct deposits. Do they not have my routing number? I mean, you know, I know why Hunter is going to miss his payment this month. But with the first of the month is coming up, I want to get my paycheck.
Well, you know what's interesting is I've been called a double dipper during hate mail before. And I'm wondering, could I be a triple dipper? Could I get in on this? Just kidding. I will not accept any funds from Russia. Don't worry.
By the way, if they come in rubles, they're worth about a fraction of what they were worth 48 hours ago.
I like this comment underneath your column, springtime for Putin, winter for Ukraine and NATO. He writes, this is a wretched column where the Trump suck-up car is openly rooting for Putin. He wants bad things to happen so he can bash Biden. Thankfully, we have an administration that understands the world situation, unlike Trump and flunkies like Carr. When all is said and done, it will not end well for Putin.
Wow.
The adults are back in charge, in other words.
So this is what happens when Biden understands what's going on? What happens when he gets into a situation he's unfamiliar with then?
I don't even want to think about that. I shudder to think. Howie, this is Cut 5. Some people love the Biden cuts. Some people don't.
Hi there. Literally, as soon as I hear there's a Biden press conference, I get ready to hit the off button listening to Howie because nobody except for Howie Carr wants to hear this. So why don't you just give him the cut sheet of the Biden clips and send him into the bathroom and run the show without him till he's done. Thank you.
I don't think the people in the bathroom would appreciate it either, though. Imagine you go into the bathroom and you start hearing those cuts. You're like, I can't catch a break today.
Yeah, that's not happening. And I think that's a minority viewpoint.
And Howie, we will end this with one of our classic hate mails. This is Cut 4.
Howie, you're a meaner.
Once again, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Check out their menus and check out their locations at 110grill.com.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. We always talk about what we want to do differently this new year, but not so much how we're going to accomplish it. Let's face it, right now, if it's not easy, it's not happening. My secret to staying on track with my goals? HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers delicious recipes and convenient doorstep delivery to take the hassle out of mealtime and save me hours at the grocery store. With farm-fresh produce plus calorie-smart and carb-smart recipe options, HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to eat well. I can take my pick from 50 menu and market items each week, and I don't have to go out shopping. Not so much problems with Karens anymore and social distancing and masks. But it's still cold. The weather is still crappy in New England. You don't want to have to go out if you don't want to. With HelloFresh, you can get all of your food delivered to you once a week, conveniently right in your driveway or on your front doorstep. It's all right there. You can even customize your box by switching proteins and swapping meals for sides for meals that work for you. Plus, it's a cinch to skip a week if you decide to head off down to Florida where the weather is gorgeous. You can change your delivery date or update your preferences right from the HelloFresh app. Their chefs really know how to warm up these long winter nights with comforting dishes from around the world like juicy beef tenderloin and cheese fondue. Or chicken schnitzel, as Patrice from Arlington tried last week, and she's going to try it again. It was so good. That's the thing. You can try new dishes, and you could be pretty much certain that they're going to work out for you because HelloFresh knows what they're doing, right down to including the seasonings you need. That you can whip, and you can whip them all up in your own kitchen. This year, I've traded my takeout habit for easy-to-prepare meals from HelloFresh and have fallen in love with cooking at home again, and you can too. For a limited time, take advantage of an exclusive President's Day sale offer. It's more beyond President's Day, but the sale offer remains in effect. 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. Use code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
339 says, do you make more money from Russia than the Bidens? No, I do not. I'm going to call up Hunter Biden tomorrow and commiserate with him when he doesn't get his $83,333 from Burisma. And I don't get whatever Putin has been paying me that I haven't even seen anyway. It's just mentioned on the Herald message boards. I know he's not paid anymore, but it wouldn't take too many $83,333 monthly payments for doing absolutely nothing for me to decide, you know, Burisma's not a bad company, and Ukraine, if they're the home of Burisma, they couldn't be a bad country. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, good afternoon, Howie. Privileged to speak to you, long-time listener, first-time caller. But
thank you.
Looking at what's going on in Ukraine, I was thinking the Democrats must be fuming over this because of their gun confiscation and Second Amendment, wanting to abolish that. After looking what's going on in Ukraine, where they're asking all the civilians to pull their firearms out of their closets, if you don't have one, come down to the police station. I'll give you a fully automatic AK-47 and all the bullets.
I hope they give them a little training, though, before. You know, it's I don't think it's a particularly easy weapon to master, especially if you don't have a lot of experience with firearms.
Very easy. In fact, they're very easy to take down. But without these this civilian army, so to speak, they would probably be in Russia's hands by now.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what the Second Amendment was all about. That's why it's in the Bill of Rights, correct? And supposedly when the Japanese attacked, you know, some of the skeptics about after Pearl Harbor said this is not a good move. There are more guns in America than there are blades of grass. I think words to that effect, and that was one of the problems. I mean, it's a well-armed population is very difficult to suppress, and people who know history and study it understood that. 844-500-4242. Let's play another cut from Trump from CPAC on Saturday night. Cut 29.
Under Bush, Russia invaded Georgia. Under Obama, Russia took Crimea. Under Biden, Russia invaded Ukraine. I stand as the only president of the 21st century on whose watch Russia did not invade another country.
Can we have a fact check on that? I think that warrants zero Pinocchios. That's absolutely a true statement. Here's another absolutely a true statement, although, you know, this is more subjective, but it's, I think, definitely true. Cut 28.
I have no doubt that President Putin made his decision to ruthlessly attack Ukraine only after watching the pathetic withdrawal from Afghanistan, where the military was taken out first, our soldiers were killed, and American hostages plus $85 billion worth of the finest equipment anywhere in the world were left behind.
Be nice if the Ukrainians had some of that equipment, wouldn't it, rather than the Taliban? Anyway, you want some more insanity from The View? Here's Joy Behar. Cut 24.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to put up with it. They don't like it.
What do you think is behind it, though? Because I was reading an article that a lot of it is about white supremacy. A lot of this support for Putin and Russia is about white supremacy.
There are folks who think it would be a better country if it was more like Russia. I don't agree. But that's me.
White supremacy? It's a white country invading another white country. How does racism have anything to do with it? And by the way, Joy, how are your plans for your first Italian vacation in 4 years coming along. We wouldn't want anything to interfere with that, let alone a war. I'm Howie Carr.